Around 400 packed out the council house's conference room for this town hall style debate on what's being billed as the biggest political shake-up since the disbanding of Avon. Potential mayoral candidate and architect George Ferguson presented the case for a mayor alongside the deputy Tory leader on the city council, Mark Weston. He argued a mayor would bring greater stability to Bristol.
Really, I guess it comes down to a choice. Do you think the current system is working, or do you actually want to change the system to bring in clear leadership responsible to the whole city?
In the No camp, management consultant Deborah Hallett and the current Lib Dem leader of the council, Barbara Jank. She warned a mayor, once elected, would be difficult to dislodge.
Now, if we elect a mayor in Bristol, if we vote yes in the referendum, it will need primary legislation to remove the mayor. We will have a mayor almost in perpetuity.
An energetic debate followed with plenty of questions from the floor. The panel were asked how would a mayor with control just over the Bristol city boundaries interact with North Somerset, South Gloucestershire and Baines. There were references to possible corruption, pleas to embrace change and continuing concerns over whether electing councillors by thirds would work with a mayor being elected every 4 years. The biggest cheer of the night, though, went not to a panellist, but audience member Tim Knight.
You ask a question there, should Bristol have an elected mayor? If you're going to ask a question, you've got to make sure that the people that you're asking the question of actually understand it. My answer to that question depends on...
And therein lies the problem with this debate. There's still a huge information vacuum here. Over the mayor's exact powers, his or her pay, constitutional questions too, like what would happen to the Lord Mayor and the Chief Executive. Although the electronic vote in the hall at the end of the debate went in favour of a mayor, with 47% voting yes and 36% no, 17% were still unsure, and that came across in those I spoke to afterwards.
Came to the debate unsure. I changed yes, no throughout the debate, and I've come away still unsure.
I was undecided when I came into the room. I'm undecided now.
I'm going to vote no for all the reasons that were said. I think it will make no difference at all to the process. I think a single person can't hope to run a city the size of Bristol, and I think it's basically a waste of money.
I think I would go for change.
You're going to vote yes?
Yes, I am. I'm a great believer in change anyway. We have to change, we have to move forward, we have to try different things, and we've got to be brave enough to do that. That's what I liked.
We still don't have all of the information, so I don't know whether I think yes or no, and I still don't know whether I think yes or no. And my concern is that the public won't get all of that information, so we'll have an emotional vote rather than a really informed decision.